Animal Radio's Hero People is underwritten by Zuterin, a non-surgical alternative to dog castration. One injection provides a safe, permanent, and virtually painless alternative to surgical castration. Learn more at www.zuterin.com. That's Zeuterin.com.
You can see this week's hero on Nat Geo, Saturday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, in a program called Bandit Patrol. We welcome to the airwaves Kristen Allen. She's a wildlife rehabilitator. Hi, Kristen. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Very good. So set the scene. Are there birds all around you right now?
Actually, I am at Western Kentucky Raptor Center where it's my feeding day, and I'm getting ready to feed all those beautiful birds of prey that we take care of.
Oh, wow. What kind of birds do you have over there?
We have turkey vulture, lots of barred owls right now. We've had several barred owls that came in that were hit by cars. We've got great horned owl, red-tailed hawks, a couple screech owls. We're pumped up because we've got two great horned owls that are getting ready for release that came in with wing injuries, or one came in with West Nile virus, and we're getting ready to release them within the next week or so. So that's always the highlight of our life, is when we get to release those beautiful birds back into the wild again.
Oh, I bet. So how did a girl like you get tangled up in all of this wildlife rehabilitation stuff?
Well, you know, I've loved animals since I was a young child, and it seemed like before I was a wildlife rehabilitator, all animals found me. I always say that, you know, God knows who's going to take care of them, so they always come to me. And 3 years ago, this is my fourth year as a wildlife rehabilitator. I started rehabilitating wildlife and went through the class, got my license, and then I only did mammals at that point. And then I rescued a red-tailed hawk from the side of the road that was hit by a car. We wanted to save his life. We started volunteering at Western Kentucky Raptor Center here in Owensboro, Kentucky. And that's when my son was so touched by these birds of prey. And Orville was going to have to be euthanized because he had a non-releasable injury. He had a broken wing. The pin had to stay in the wing, and so he wanted to become a raptor educator. He put in over 300 hours to become a raptor educator, and a few months ago, he got to take Orville into his care, and Orville is his bird now. It was quite an emotional time in our life because we had done so much to get to that point.
And you've passed the compassionate message right on to your children. I love it.
Yes, yes.
So I guess a cat and dog just wouldn't have done for you. You had to deal with the birds. Is this something that you've been doing all your life, or is this something that just has happened all of a sudden?
Well, you know, it's funny that you say that, because it all started out with cats and dogs 27 years ago. I called my husband, and I've been married for 27 years. 27 years ago, I called my husband crying because we lived in an apartment, and the landlord said if somebody doesn't take this kitten that was outside, this stray, that she was going to take it to the pound. I called him at work crying, and he came home with the green litter box that I'll never forget. That's when it all started. And he knew then that he was trapped into the whole thing. We have plenty of domesticated animals, but the wild animals, you know, people don't understand that you can save them. There are a lot of dog and cat rescues out there and that are fabulous, and all of our domesticated animals have been rescued from these types of things. But people don't understand, if there's orphaned or injured wildlife, that there are people out there that can help these animals and that want to. And that's when we started. I mean, we got into it, and we were just like, oh my gosh, there is such a need for this. And people don't know. People don't know that if an owl runs into your car, you don't have to leave it there on the side of the road to die. There are people who will take care of this animal. There are vets who take care of them. And hopefully we get those birds right back out in the wild again.
Well, how does somebody find out where the local place is to take an injured animal? So let's say you hit a bird. How do I find out, okay, where do I go?
Well, everybody has a smartphone now, it seems like, or, you know, the majority of the world does.
Yeah.
You look online, you just type in wildlife rehabilitator in the state that you live in, and it usually takes you straight to either different wildlife centers or, since I live in Kentucky, Kentucky Fish and Wildlife has a list of wildlife rehabilitators that by county. And so if there's no one in your county, you call a county nearby. You know, we go to several surrounding counties to pick up these birds. or these mammals. I've traveled 2 hours to pick up a bird of prey before that's been injured, because you just basically do what you have to do.
Sure. Oh, do you care for these animals in your home?
We do care for them in our home. It's a little unconventional, but, you know, birds and mammals that need constant care, like if you, for instance, if you have a baby raccoon that's a neonate, which means its eyes are still closed, that animal has to be kept at a consistent temperature. It cannot thermoregulate. So you have to make sure it stays warm, but not too warm. It has to be fed every 2 to 3 hours around the clock. They're right there with us. And if birds of prey are critical, we usually triage those and then take them to the local Raptor Center, Western Kentucky Raptor Center, and then we volunteer there. And, you know, we see out the rest of the rehabilitation, but only when they're critical do the birds stay, you know, in our home. But the mammals are there until they go in outdoor enclosures, and we have a property about 7 minutes away from our house that we put them in outdoor enclosures and get them ready for the release back into the wild.
You obviously have a lot of training with the needs and the care of the wildlife. What kind of animals do you not advise the public to get involved with handling or to try to take care of that you would want them to call you?
Well, actually, it is illegal to have any wild animal in your care without a license. So, but we're not saying if you see a squirrel on the ground, we'll leave it lay there in the freezing cold until somebody can come get it. The rule of thumb is if it has a mouth, it can bite. And just like I tell everyone, I have a mouth. I could bite if I wanted to. I choose not to. But put in any situation, you know, wild animals are scared when you get a hold of them, and they will bite you. So you get them in the hands of a wildlife rehabilitator. But basically, when you call a wildlife rehabilitator, they tell you, you know, make the animal warm. They tell you basic triage care to give it until they can get there to pick up that animal. You know, birds of prey, a lot of times people will leave them out and just keep an eye on them until we can come chase them down. Because even a hawk with a broken wing, it's going to run from you and it's going to go at your talons up.
You're doing great.
That's
work.
Great.
Yeah, thank you so much. A big hug from all of us. A collective hug, right? If you were in the studio, you'd be getting a big bear hug from all of us.
That's awesome. Thank you so much.
People want to learn more. There's a website for the National Geographic website, which actually talks about Bandit Patrol. And I'm going to put a link over at animalradio.com so people can find that.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Find us at animalradio.com. Log on, learn more.